Talk a little bit about Shlomo HaMelech now. Finish off with the union of the Noshim Lachrius. And it ties in also to today. To a day like today. Pasuk says that Shlomo HaMelech got together with these Noshim Lachrius, these Gentile wives. Again, we brought down different shittas as far as the Geirus and everything. But he wasn't supposed to have so many wives. The Torah said, L'yarbu L'inoshim. The Torah said a king is not supposed to have so many wives. And Shlomo HaMelech said, Ani Arba V'loyoser. And we went through what his cheshbon was, why he wanted to have all these wives. So I'm going to read you a fascinating Medrash Tanchume in Parashas Metzora. Fascinating Medrash Tanchume. Medrash Tanchume says like this. Kach shonu rabbeisenu. Eilu she'en lohem chelek lo'olam habo. There's a group of people that don't have a chelek in olam habo. Shloisha melochim. Three of them were kings. Infamous kings. Yetes. And four of them were regular people. What were who the kings? Yerovam ben Nevat, famous Yerovam ben Nevat. Yerovam ben Nevat, we learned about, we're going to learn more about Yerovam ben Nevat. He mamish, he took the whole generation into the sewers. He made Iglezov. He mamish machshil the whole generation in Avodah Zarah. Terrible. And then you have his sidekicks, Achov and Menashe. But listen to this. So then we understand these were kings that were absolutely tragic people that have really took the whole nation, Klal Yisrael, machshel the generation. But listen to this. Omer Rav Yehuda Bar Sholem, Bikshu Chachmei HaMishno Lishnois Arbo Melochem. Could you imagine? The Chachmei HaMishna wanted to list Shlomo as one of them. Could you imagine Shlomo HaMelech? So he's like the Medrash Tanchuma. Yotza Basko V'Omra, so a heavenly voice came out and said, Al Tigu B'Mashichai U'V'Nvi'ai Al Toreyu. Don't even think of it. Don't touch my Mashiach. Unbelievable. Goes on. V'Afal Pikein. You know, Chazal didn't always listen to a Baskel, heavenly voices. Afal Pikein. Chozru Yei Mechor U'Bikshu Lishnais. They wanted to do it. Also, Eis Min HaShemayim. A fire came down. V'Lichicho B'Saf Salehem. And it started burning the chairs that they were sitting on. So then they figured, okay, we better stay away from Shlomo HaMelech. We're not going to mess. So here's my question to you, Rabbi Yisai. Mamish Apel. Shlomo HaMelech did so many great things. Built the Beis HaMikdash. How could Chazal want to put him into the same Mishnah with people like Yerovam ben Nevat, Menashe, Achov? Shlomo HaMelech is no shaykhis to that. Shlomo HaMelech was one of the giants of all time. The Rabbanu Shel Olam then tells them, Al tigu b'mishichai. Don't touch him. So, how could the Chachmei HaMishna have been so wrong? In other words, there's such a discrepancy. Bikshu Chachmei HaMishna to put Shlomo HaMelech into the Mishnah of Menashe, Lahavdol, Menashe, Achov, Yerovam ben Nevat. And Hashem says, Al tigu b'mishichai. This is a Mashiach Hashem, don't touch him. Then they try again, and a fire burns them up. This reminds me that the Netziv Mivolozhin has a tshuva in his Meshiv Dova, the tshuvas of the Netziv, where the Vilna Gaon wanted to change the Birchas Kohanim, that they should duchen in Chutz La'aretz. You know, because the minig is in Eretz Yisrael, you have Birchas Kahanim every day. It's a mitzvah. And in Chutz La'aretz, we don't do Birchas Kahanim. Birchas Kahanim is a Chagreisa mitzvah, no? Yeshua was a mitzvah deraisa, eh? I think so, no? It's a mitzvah deraisa. So the Vilna Gaon, he wanted to bring it back. But his father, God, they did have the minig of Duchanim, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Vilna Gaon, see, he tried to do it one night, one the next day they were going to start, then the Tziv brings this down. And that night, there was a Srefa that burnt down Kama Vakama Batik Nasiyas in Vilna. See, took a break. And then, again the Vilna Gaon wanted to do it, and the night before he was going to do it, he got imprisoned. So Vilna Gaon said, Mitshamayim Vilmanisht. So he didn't reattempt. But this is what the Medrash Tanchum is telling us in Parshas Metzora, that the Chachamim wanted to put Shlomo HaMelech into the same Mishnah Chas V'Sholem of Yerovam Ben Nevat, Menashe and Achav. And Hashem told him, no, Al Tigu B'Meshicha. And then again they try, and Hashem burnt the chairs that they were sitting on. Finally they said, okay, this is not the thing to do, we're not doing it. So my question to you really is twofold. Number one, why would have the Chachmei HaMishnah even thought to put Shlomo HaMelech in that Mishnah? That's mind-boggling. Number two, if they had a Cheshbon, how could have they been so wrong that Hashem told them, Al Tigu B'Meshichoi? It's Meshich Hashem. How could you even think of it? So it's two, we have to understand both sides. And what was Shlomo HaMelech over already? The whole Chazal over there saying he was over Loyaba Loymoshim. Susim. He was over Tulavim. With a Cheshbon. He had a Cheshbon, as we explained. Where do we find if a guy's over a Lav? Ain't look Chelik Loyalam Abba. Especially a Tzaddik like Shlomo HaMelech. See, he was over Tulavim. I'm not saying it's not good. But he had a Cheshbon. So why would the Chachmei HaMishnah, the Medrash Tanchum is saying, Bikshu. It's not Stam. What? Bikshu Chachmei HaMishneh L'shanois Arba Malachim V'limnois Shlomo Imayim. And even after the Baskel went out, they tried again. This is mind-boggling. So what's going on? So my said to Pella, Mamish Pella. So one of the explanations that I think we could say over here, and it gives us a clarity, is like this. The Rambam brings down in Hilchos Teshuva that we know there are three levels. We talk about it always during Rosh Hashanah Kippur, right? There are three levels. Tzadikim, Rishoyim, Beinanim. A tzadik means he has more schusim than Averis. A Rosha means Chas V'Shalom, more Averis than Mitzvahs. And a Beinani is somebody right in the middle. So the Rambam explains, don't think that there's some kind of an accountant. An accountant has a book. And if you ever saw the way they do accounting, you have a sheet for debt, you have a sheet for income, and the end is it's 50-50 is a Beinani. By a Rosh, you look at the debt, there's more debt. By a Tzaddik, you look, there's more credit. Well, the Rambam says, a lot of times you could do one mitzvah, and that mitzvah outweighs who knows how many averas. Chas v'sholem, I'm only having an avera, it's one avera, can outweigh many, many mitzvahs. So it's not down to a science that you could go say, well, one mitzvah, one avera. It's not equal. It's much bigger. It's much greater. So is Dr. Rambam. So I want to tell you very simple. When Shlomo HaMelech, and that really explains the next Chazal. Because what's the next Chazal? The next Chazal is Ksiv Chozis Ish Moher B'Malachtoi. Talking about Shlomo HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash. Actually, Choron asked me this question. How many years did it take Shlomo HaMelech to build his home? 14, how many years to build the Beis HaMikdash? 7. So Al-Khanan asked me a kasha. Al-Khanan said, How could it be that he spent double the amount of time to build his home than to build the Beis HaMikdash? Remember Elchanan's question? So Elchanan obviously understood that if Shlomo HaMelech spent 14 years building his house, Mistami put a lot more kreches into his house than he put into the Beis HaMikdash. That was his question. Told you a different way to learn, but that's this kind. To show you now that Chazal praise him for the fact that his home took longer than the Beis HaMikdash. Takelt. So I'll tell you like this. And this is something that the concept we spoke about many times. When the Rambam says a person could do one Avera and it could be worth much more than a bunch of mitzvahs. You could do one mitzvah, it could be worth much more than a bunch of mitzvahs. What's made the Rambam? What does the Rambam mean? What does the Rambam mean? What the Rambam means is very simple. Everything Hashem created is to honor Hashem. To honor Hashem. A person sometimes could do a mitzvah, and the way he did the mitzvah, he did a chil Hashem. The way he did the mitzvah, he did a chil Hashem. Okay? It's like I say many times, when I fly, and they make a minyan on the plane, I stay in my seat. I daven in my seat. Okay? Instead of gathering together with 15 other Eden in the back of the plane, right by the bathroom, so that nobody on the plane can go to the bathroom. If somebody's never in the bathroom, they can't get out of the bathroom. We take over the plane. And every single person on the plane that gets up to go to the back, they see a bunch of talisis and tefillin and daven. Well, that's it. Forgetting that over there, the reyach is nechnish choy l'tfil, it's nechander zach. It's not choy to live, but it's nechnish choy l'tfil. Right? So I think it's ironic that people get up, they go to the back, and these people, chashon, they don't mean bad, they're just not thinking. Nobody's thinking bad. If you wanted to make a minion, let's make a minion. Go to the back, right where the bathrooms are, and that's where you're going to make the minion. Not thinking, we're going to make the minion in the middle of the... So I sit in my seat, I daven from my seat. Why do I do that for? Because I think that does fill the Rebbeinu Shalom from there. Otherwise, I would go to the back. If I felt the Rebbeinu Shalom wants me to jump out the plane, I'll jump out the plane. I think the Rebbeinu Shalom wants me to sit in my seat. And that's why I should daven. That's why I daven. So it always comes to me the thought, here you have people looking at these people, they're going, look at this, it's disgusting, they don't let anybody go to the bathroom, nobody can move. And Vos Ockman, Yiskadol, it's more Yiskala, right? Yiskadol means we're honoring Hashem. We're honoring Hashem. And this doesn't just happen there. You find many times they make a minion. Okay? Somebody was very proud. Somebody told me, I don't know if it's a joke, if it really happened, if it didn't happen. Somebody told me that by these games, you know, you're not allowed to make announcements for davening. Because you're not allowed to make announcements for davening. So somebody told me a joke. The joke was that somebody had a chap. He wanted to get Yidden together to daven. But he knew they're not going to let him make an announcement by the game. See, he went. You know, like if a kid is missing, the father can make an announcement. My kid is missing. He said, they made an announcement. He told the person to make an announcement. Mincha, your father is waiting for you over here. This way he's able to make an announcement. And it's true, it's mincha. And your father is a vicha shebashamayim. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for that. Okay? So the person who told it to me rather had a lot of anor from the whole chap and the whole kol ma sheyesh boy. Okay? And I have to confess, I also thought it was a good chap. But my shaila was, so where did they daven mincha? And if they daven mincha there, and it becomes nizgala that the whole thing was a ploy, and they weren't supposed to not make the announcement, not make the... First, mahoyilu betakantam. What did they gain from this whole ordeal? This whole ordeal, what did they gain from the whole ordeal? I was once walking with one of the Gedali Ador, and came Zman to daven. And we were a whole group of people walking with him. They want to make a minyan. It was the middle of the street in Manhattan. We'll stick a, And he was looking where, like, it was like a groove in front of a store, they're going to daven over there. So the Gadol looks, he says, no, we're going to stick out into the sidewalk. Everybody's going to have to walk around. The Sazul's and Fakovat Shemayim. Again. And then it's all daven in our lanes. And then we can daven, find a place, but it would have stuck out onto the sidewalk. People would have had to go and walk, everybody walk around, he'd walk onto the, and then the Sazul's and Fakovat Shemayim. So sometimes you could do a mitzvah, you mean good, but it's not a mitzvah of Aver, it's a mitzvah alone, it's a shtik Aver. Right? So when Shlomo HaMelech, he was only over these lavim, and he had a cheshbon. He had an explanation why he did it. A cheshbon. But the Chachmei HaMishnah, these Chachmei HaMishnah held that the kilkel, because Shlomo HaMelech was Shlomo HaMelech. That's why, like I say, if you're davening on a plane with your talis and tefillin, you have so much more than achrayas what you do. Because now you're wrapped up in your holiness, blocking the bathrooms. If you're blocking the bathrooms and you're wearing your tight pants that you can't breathe in, and you look like a mishugana mamela. But now you're wrapped up with your big day kohuna. You're saying, Shema Yisrael, Iskadel. You're blocking the bathrooms. You have much more than achrayas. Shlomo HaMelech was chochem mikol adam hashal pnei adam. Shlomo HaMelech was the god lo'olam. He was the global giant. Right? So Mamela, it was an achrayas. It was a responsibility that he had. So the Chachmei HaMishnah said, that should ruin his olam haba. Potentially. But the fact is, Shlomo HaMelech made a tremendous Kiddush Hashem in Kovet Shemayim. And Chazal used the next Chozis Ish Moher B'Malachtoi. When he built the Beis HaMikdash, he built it in 7 years. When he built his house, he built it in 14 years. Beis HaMikdash was a much more complex structure than his house. So what did everybody see? They saw in the public that the Shlomo HaMelech, Kovet Shemayim is the main thing. Because he built something which was much more complex in half the time than he built his own home. That was Masak in this. That's why this Chazal is found right after. That was a tikkun. And that's what Chazal mean. That's what Chazal mean. Chazal mean that the main thing we have to think about on every action that we do is what's the Kovet Shemayim that's going to come out of this action. We can't be narrow-minded and just look at the act, davening, kaddish, to look at the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is, you have to always think if what we're doing is going to be bring honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or chas v'shalom, the other way around.